Welcome to the Banega Swasth India podcast. Our focus is on creating a holistic and healthy India for each and everyone. Our goal is Lakshya Sampurna Swasthika, where citizens, individuals, society and governments work together to ensure health for all. World Breastfeeding Week, celebrated from August 1st to 7th, aims to disseminate knowledge and information on breastfeeding and promote the practice of breastfeeding for both mother and child's well-being. In India, according to the National Family Health Survey, NFHS5, conducted during 2019-2021, the percentage of children under age 6 months who are exclusively breastfed has increased from 54.9% in 2015-2016 to 63.7% now. Breastfeeding children aged 6 to 23 months receiving an adequate diet has also seen an uptick from 8.7% to 11.1%. But this is not enough. This World Breastfeeding Week, we speak with Dr. Tushar Parikh, Senior Consultant, Neonatologist and Pediatrician at Motherhood Hospital in Pune, to understand all about breastfeeding and the need to promote it. Thank you, Dr. Parikh, for joining us today. To begin with, tell us, what are the benefits of breastfeeding for babies, be it reducing infant mortality or preventing lifestyle diseases?
Breastfeeding, we know, has got immense benefits, not only for the baby, but for the mother. I'll talk about baby's benefits. So it's basically a complete nutrition for the baby, food and water. So a baby who is on breastfeeding does not even need to take water for 6 months of life. And beyond that, we continue breastfeeding along with age-appropriate complementary food items. So first one is nutrition and water. Second thing is that babies who are breastfed, they have better intelligence. Their intelligence is better than the babies who are on alternative feeding because they have brain growth promoting factors. 90% of babies' brain development happens in the first 2 years. Number three, it has got immunoprotective properties. A baby who is breastfed does not fall sick as often. They have less ear infections, less respiratory tract infections, less gastrointestinal infections. So a baby who is on breastfeed, they have less allergies because these babies, they are less exposed to foreign proteins early on in their life, because a baby who is exposed to cow milk or other foreign proteins in the first few months, they develop allergies very easily. And therefore, these babies will have less eczema, less asthma and allergic disorders. Plus, long term, there are a lot of benefits in these babies. These babies will have less obesity and problems related to obesity like insulin resistance and diabetes and hypercholesterolemia.
Children who are exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months are indeed benefited. Dr. Parikh, how does breastfeeding impact the health of a mother?
So during pregnancy, mother will put on a lot of weight, and breastfeeding helps to helps mother to get rid of that extra amount of fat and weight the mother has gained during pregnancy. Immediate breastfeeding after baby is born helps mother for stopping and reducing blood loss, helps for the uterine involution, and helps for the less blood loss during that time. Number three, it has been shown that a baby who is breastfed, the mother's will have less chance of some of the malignancies such as breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and even these babies will have less chances of diabetes later on, insulin resistance and diabetes later on. Plus, mother-infant bonding is better, and that will help in a long way for the mother and baby both.
Banega Swasth India podcast will be back after a short break.
Watch out for our new Banega Swasth India video podcast, Swasthya Mantra, the first ever public health and hygiene podcast. The podcast is live on Spotify, Apple and YouTube in English and in Hindi.
Welcome back to Banega Swasth India podcast. Dr. Parikh, what are some of the misconceptions around breastfeeding? Also, if you could list out the do's and don'ts that new mothers should practice while breastfeeding.
So first one is about prelactial feeds. You know, like before start of breastfeeding, people give honey and other, every kind of community has a different custom. And again, here I want to emphasize that benefit of colostrum, the milk which mother produces in the first 3 days, is little thicker, yellower, and this milk has got more immunoprotective properties, and it helps the baby from preventing infections. So no prelactial feeds, number one. So as soon as the baby is born, within half an hour, the baby should be kind of breastfed. Ideal thing is that baby should be put on the mother's abdomen after delivery. After delayed cord clamping, once the cord is separated, put the baby on the mother's chest, and directly baby should start feeding immediately, but latest by 30 minutes after birth. And no prelactial feeds, that is number one. Number two, some of the parents and families feel that you should give water along with, you know, breastfeeding, because the summer month is there and baby will get dehydrated. So again, the second important point I want to emphasize here, there is breast milk is sufficient for the baby as a food and water in the first 6 months of life. So a baby who's exclusively breastfed does not even require water. How long to continue breastfeeding? You know, like, I mean, people always, they will have misconceptions. Conception, you know, like 6 months are done, my job is over, or, you know, baby does not require any more mother's milk. Yes, after 6 months, baby requires food other than mother's own milk, because some of the nutrients, they will fall short if the baby is on exclusive breastfeeding. But the breastfeeding at this age, between 6 months to 2 years, will help the baby for protection against a lot of infections which happen around this time. And therefore, one must continue breastfeeding even between 6 months to 2 years, and that will be beneficial for the baby. As a tonic, you keep on continuing. Then about feeding preterm babies. Now, preterm babies also should be fed exclusive their own mother's milk. And even for them, mother's own milk is sufficient. So that is again very important message I want to give. If the baby is in the NICU for some reason, keep on expressing the milk, and that milk we can give to the baby, and that milk will be beneficial, and that is what is something which is recommended for the baby.
Dr. Parikh, of course, we've seen an improvement in breastfeeding rates as per NFHS 5. What are some of the reasons that hold back women from breastfeeding?
These mothers, they require education. The healthcare professionals there in the the hospital settings, they also require education about proper method of breastfeeding, the latching and the holding and the position of the baby is very important. And therefore, in the last decade or so, if you see the lactation counselors and lactation consultants, their role has come up in a big way, because we've now understood their importance. And again, the World Breastfeeding Week that we celebrate from 1st of August to 7th of August is basically to help disseminate this knowledge and information amongst not only healthcare professionals, but amongst general public in general, to help the help to increase the awareness about importance of breastfeeding for their babies. So I think with these people will be now, there is a sea change that we see in our practice also. Parents, they during antenatal classes and at a time of delivery and later on also, they are very motivated and they want to start breastfeeding early and continue breastfeeding, and they are more knowledgeable. I think that will help to change the percentage of exclusive breastfeeding in a favorable way, in a long way.
Exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months and then complementary feeding along with breastfeeding up to 2 years is the way to go. Thank you so much, Dr. Parikh, for an insightful conversation. Well, that's it on the Banega Swasth India podcast this week. If you have comments, queries or suggestions on the topic we discussed today, or issues you would like us to cover in future, do write to us on bsipodcast@ndtv.com. Remember, BSI stands for Banega Swasth India. You can also connect with us on Banega Swasth India handles on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and continue the conversation through the week. Till next week, this is Ambika Singh Kama signing off. Stay healthy and stay safe.